Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a maker of merry-go-rounds. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The heart of Mansfield in north central Ohio isn't a city hall or a sculpture or a fountain. It's a carousel. Made locally in the 90s, it's long been a cherished part of the community. But the business that created it has since closed down, and one former employee is striking out on his own to keep the tradition around, the Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Kids clamor with excitement as the distinct ditty of the merry-go-round revs up and its figurines begin to float. A toddler grips to the mane of a roaring lion. Parents bob and bounce on tall ostriches. Each animal on this ride has its quirks. And thanks to Richland County Carousel employee Donna Matten, its own name, like the flower-studded steed that stands mid-trot.
Oh, Nelly, I think.
Each of the 52 animals on this ride was carved, painted, and designed by Carousel Works, a Mansfield-based merry-go-round manufacturer who built this attraction in the 1990s. It was the first hand-carved wooden carousel made since the Great Depression. And Matten says it's what helped revitalize a part of the small city.
Because they changed the whole scenery of downtown and it became Carousel District. So I think, it brought in a lot of businesses that weren't here before.
But Carousel Works hit hard times. In 2021, the company filed for bankruptcy and disbanded. When former employee Eric Tomlinson heard that the company's equipment and artwork were going to be auctioned off, he couldn't help but step in. He bought it all.
I was able to save their legacy from being either sold off and used for scrap wood or possibly just lost in the wind.
He started his own carousel creation business the next year, all around carousels in Mansfield. Today, Tomlinson is working on restoring a wooden horse that's more than 100 years old. There are cracks through its hooves and splintering wood on its mane. It'll take around 4 months to bring the stallion back to its original state.
Just the sheer history of carousels and the artwork that goes into it. A lot of people think if they call for a figure, they can get it in a week or something like that. And it's like, no, it's not that easy.
It takes around 5 weeks to carve a new creation. This time-consuming nature is part of what's made wooden carousels largely a thing of the past. Carousel Works was one of only a handful of businesses nationwide that created full wooden carousels. According to the National Carousel Association, only around 100 merry-go-rounds in operation have a wooden frame or figurine carved after the 1980s. Carousel Works had a hand in almost half of those. Each figurine that makes its way into Tomlinson's studio is like an endangered species.
You figure it's a dying art and stuff nowadays. Not a lot of people can do it, and that's the reason why I want to see it survive.
Tomlinson says since he started taking on clients, he's had calls from all over the country asking for his help to restore fragments of bygone merry-go-rounds, including one at Kings Island outside of Cincinnati. He even has a contract to build his first full carousel. He says it's the first step in filling the gap Carousel Works left behind.
I mean, everybody will remember those days when they were riding with their grandmother in the chariot or riding with daddy sitting beside him on a horse or a cat or a bunny rabbit. So it's like you're building memories.
The next step is to bring young people in to learn the trade. That way, down the line, when he's ready to retire, it won't be all up to him to preserve this piece of Ohio history. Someone else will be ready to give it a whirl. In Mansfield, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.